Chapter 1. The word pings against the back of my ear like a well-aimed pebble. I turn toward the sound, see nothing but the long corridor stretched out behind me. There is no one there. I shrug, take another step. Psst. Really? I stop, my eyes scanning the area. Is someone crouched behind one of the plush purple velvet sofas in the nearby lounge? And if so, aren't we a little old to be playing such games? Hello, I say, more question than greeting, my body twisting toward the empty visitor's lounge to my right, then over toward the deserted nurse's station on my left, ultimately completing a full circle. I am about to throw up my hands as if to say, I give up, when I see her. No wonder I missed her, I think. She is tiny, her skin almost the same shade as the concrete pillar her frail body is leaning against. Her uncombed hair, a perfect match for her ghostly pallor. If she were any less substantial, she'd be invisible, I think. Then laugh, wondering if that's how the younger generation sees me, or doesn't see me. I'm no spring chicken, after all. 76 as of a month ago? Well past the age when women become invisible to most of the outside world. And this woman is at least a decade my senior, I estimate. Although that could be just wishful thinking, I'm forced to concede. Are you talking to me? I ask, hearing echoes of Robert De Niro's famous line from the movie Taxi Driver as I take a few trepid steps toward her. And how long has it been since that movie came out? 20, 30 years? Longer? I stop, startled to realize that I'm nervous, although I have no idea why. What can this frail old woman possibly do to me? She can't weigh more than 90 pounds, and I'm easily 135. Okay, closer to 140, according to the last time I got weighed, although I'm still considered slim for my 5'9" frame. Okay, 5'8¼". I've lost almost an inch since the last time I was measured. Pounds gained, inches lost. Getting shorter and wider. Nothing to be concerned about, my doctor has assured me. I'm not worried. And why should he be? At barely 50, he's years away from his best before date. I, on the other hand, am circling cautiously around mine. Yes, everyone says I look much younger than my age. I exercise, have regular facials and the odd chemical peel. My hair is a fashionable, lightly streaked bob that keeps the ever-encroaching grays at bay. My wardrobe is current and designer chic. Still, the body knows. The body definitely knows. Can anything be more ego-destroying than growing old? It beats the alternative, my best friend Carol used to say. If we have to grow old and die, I would counter, only partly in jest, could we not at least get better looking? She'd laugh, dutifully. She doesn't laugh anymore. So what's there to be nervous about, I wonder? I'm standing in the middle of the fourth floor hallway of the upscale oceanfront memory care facility that calls itself, with not the slightest hint of irony, Legacy Place. Outside, the sun is shining, as it does with monotonous regularity here in Jupiter, Florida. There are nurses and orderlies scattered throughout the six-story, gleaming white structure. A simple shout would bring them scurrying down the hall, not to mention that one half-hearted push would surely send this ancient crone flying. Still, I stop several feet away from where she is standing. Can I help you? I ask, hating the tentativeness clinging to the edges of my voice.
I have a secret, she tells me.
Her own voice is surprisingly strong, no tentativeness there. I say nothing.
Do you want to hear it? She presses.
Do you want to tell me?